It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. That's great, it starts with an earthquake, birds, snakes, and aeroplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn worlds into don't need. Stop me, save your own life, speed it up, and I've speed got no speed. The ladder starts to clatter with the fear of fight down. Like fire in a fire, represent the southern gang, the government for hiring a combat.
Good evening and welcome to the All Candidates Debate for London North Centre on CHRW Radio. I'm your host and moderator, Mike Pereira. We begin with the introduction of the candidates and their opening statements. We'd ask them to keep them to 45 seconds, and we're going to go in alphabetical order by party. And the closing statements will be in reverse alphabetical order by party. And by party in alphabetical order, the candidate from the Family Coalition.
Andrew Jezierski, I believe that today the family is under attack. I'm appealing to voters who believe in traditional family values and are worried about the decline of traditional marriage and family and the protection of innocent human life. I am alarmed by high rate of divorce, family and youth violence, and disturbing increase in child abuse and neglect. Healthy families are foundation of a strong society, a vibrant economy, and a responsible democracy. The FCP is now the only party in Ontario to uphold the traditional definition of a spouse and privileges reserved for the family based on marriage between a man and a woman.
Thank you. And the candidate from the Freedom Party.
Yeah, my name's Robert Metz, and Freedom Party is a political party that believes that the purpose of government in a free society is to protect individual freedom of choice and not to restrict it. We look at every issue through these eyes, in the eyes of looking at the issue of liberty as being fundamental. We believe in the concept of individual rights as opposed to group rights, and we believe that all individuals should be equal before and under the law, and fully recognizing that freedom as a concept means responsibility, individual responsibility. Thanks.
Thank you. And the candidate from the Green Party.
Hi, it's Jeff Colbert here, running in London North Centre. And as you probably know, the Green Party came out of the environmental movement originally, and I've stayed with it all this time because it's not a tack-on sort of consideration for the Greens. It's the core value of the Greens. Everything that the Greens put together in their platform is based on the idea of sound ecology being at the basis. And I know that from the Environmental Commissioner's report, they've said just recently the province has not used the tools it has available to achieve environmental goals, and we are seeing the decline of the capacity to protect the environment. So this is obviously strongly connected with two sides of the same coin, and we feel like we have to get an economy that is clean and green, and that's what the Green Party is all about.
Thank you very much. And the candidate from the Liberal Party, Roger Currency, is not here today. We have invited the candidates, and starting at several days since the call of the election, and his party was notified and the candidate was notified. The candidate from the Natural Law Party, the same goes. We tried to, it's Stephen Porter. And the candidate was notified through the national or the central Natural Law Party headquarters, and we tried to make every contact with the parties. The NDP Party.
Hi, I'm Marion Boyd. For the last 9 years, it's been my distinct pleasure to serve as the Member of Provincial Parliament for London Centre, and I look forward to representing London North in the next Parliament. New Democrats are concerned about the divisions that have been created in our society by the policies of the Progressive Conservative government. We believe that we have been pitted against each other, and that what suffers in those circumstances is our sense of community, the safety of our health system, our education system, and our community services. We have pledged to take back the tax cut from the top 1/6 of taxpayers to invest $1.5 billion into our health, education, and community services.
Thank you. And the candidate from the PC Party, I just have a special note. It's Diane Cunningham, and she was invited, as well as all the other candidates, several days within the call of the election, and due to a prior commitment, she isn't able to be here, and we have her campaign manager, Steve Coates, filling in, which all the candidates have agreed to allow him to stand in for her.
Thanks very much, Mike. The PC Party is running for re-election this time, and Diane Cunningham and Mike Harris have done a very good job leading this province. A number of things have defined that leadership, starting with decisions. This is a government that's managed to make decisions, tough decisions, but decisions nonetheless, and get things done. The job isn't over. We do have much more to do. 540,000 new jobs have been created in the last 4 years. We intend to create additional new jobs as we move forward. Diane Cunningham looks very much forward to your support to continue after 11 years of service as London North MPP to continue on in the new riding of London North Centre.
Thank you. We move on now to the first question. It's a question directed at all candidates. It has a local focus, and we will move again in alphabetical order by party. The question is, taxation is a focus of this election. Whatever method of taxation the provincial government chooses has an impact on the local economy. What is your party's position on taxation, and how would that help the residents of London North Centre? Family Coalition.
Andrew Jezierski. We need certainly a simpler tax system that would lead to a flat tax rate, fewer loopholes, and a larger personal exemption to protect low and middle income taxpayers. And I believe myself that it's time we stop tax penalty against one income families and parents who look after or school their own children. We also will reduce and eventually eliminate the PST.
Thank you. And I remind the candidates that for this round, due to time constraints, we're keeping it to about 35 seconds. And the candidate from the Green Party.
Okay, the Greens have a different sort of tax proposal than the other ones, and it's basically that we want to start taxing the things that we want to discourage, that is pollution and waste and resource depletion. So if we tax those things, we'll be working towards a greener economy, and we would what we'd like to do is reduce things that we do want, taxes on things that we do want, like employment and bicycles, for example, so that we get the opportunity of, through the tax system, encouraging things we want and making the economy more green and more employment at the local level.
Thank you. The Liberal Party and the Natural Law Party are not here today. We move on now to the NDP Party.
Certainly, the tax system is an important aspect. It's important for us to recognize that we share our resources through the tax system to pay for the services on which we all depend. Services like healthcare, like education, like the community services that we need. If we cut back on the amount of dollars that we receive through our tax system, we have to cut back on our services, and that's exactly what the current government has done. We need to reinvest in those services to make them work.
Thank you. And the PC Party.
Thanks, Mike. There are several issues when it comes to taxes, income taxes, property taxes, and sales taxes. Cutting income tax is very much a priority of this government, as has been seen in the last 4 years. Income tax is a barrier to job growth. And by cutting income taxes, we can continue to create more jobs. In London North Centre, how does that affect things? The more people working in the city, the more people that can afford to spend money on the goods and services provided by the city, the more people that can afford to buy a house, and the more people that can afford to feed and clothe their families. Tax cuts do create jobs.
Thank you. And I forgot to mention the Freedom Party, Robert Metz.
Sure. F comes last, I guess. You know, we fully support the idea of lower taxes, and it's the best thing that the Harris government has going for it is lowering taxes. Unfortunately, you can't do that in a vacuum. You can't just lower taxes and then try and cut back here and spend more there. You have to free up the marketplace for more individual choice and for more private alternatives to be done. In terms of Marianne Boyd suggesting that the taxes pay for services, that's true, but the tax cuts have created more money to do just exactly that, so she should be very happy with the Harris tax cuts.
Thank you. And we now move on to an Ontario-focused round of questions. It's directed to all candidates, and we will proceed again in alphabetical order by party. The second question is, many listeners of CHRW Radio are university students at the University of Western Ontario. Education is a big concern for us. What is your party's stance on post-secondary funding? And it's Jeff Culbert, the Green Party.
I start this time?
35 seconds.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't really.
Go ahead. That's all right.
Well, Some are claiming that that it's absolutely necessary to have a university education these days. I don't quite agree with that, but I do think that access to post-secondary education is quite fundamental. And so the tuition rate, it used to be you got a grant when you went to university. Now they're just talking about keeping the actual payment of tuition down, and it's been skyrocketing, and I think it's unconscionable.
Thank you. And the Liberal and the Natural Law Party are not here. We're moving to the Marion Boyd from the New Democratic Party.
Our party is very concerned about access to post-secondary education because we believe that access is an essential part of building the skills that are necessary for the global economy. We have pledged to reduce tuition fees by 10% and to work toward decreasing tuition fees over time so that students can afford to attend university, that money does not become the barrier that it has to so many families.
Thank you. And the Progressive Conservative Party, Diane Cunningham, is represented by our campaign manager, Steve Coates.
Thank you. Post-secondary education is a very important issue in Ontario. The provincial government currently funds the bulk of post-secondary education, and it's been the policy over the last 4 years to allow universities the option to increase tuition. We do feel that students should have the opportunity to pay for their education, and at the same time, we are pledging to increase the amount of grants and loans available to students. In fact, over the last 4 years, we have increased the access to post-secondary education with applications for first-time students up 8%.
Thank you. And from the Family Coalition, Andrew Yasherski.
As a mature student, I know by firsthand how difficult and tough it is to fund my education. However, I do believe that we need to take responsibility and we need to bear part of our cost of our education. However, also I believe that PCs went too fast, allow university to increase the tuition too fast and too drastic. So I think there is a middle ground out there.
Thank you. And Robert Metz from the Freedom Party.
Yeah, we've always believed that individual taxpayers should be allowed to direct their education taxes to their school of their choice. We also believe that the only education tax you should be paying in your life is for the expense that the government incurred on behalf of your education, so that there would never be a financial barrier to getting into any school. But when you get out of school and get a job, your education taxes would be based only on what expense you incurred to the system. And we think that would be a far cry from the way things are being operated today.
Thank you. And I'm going to ask a series of direct questions, candidate specific, and it's going to be in order of political party. My first question is directed at the Family Coalition, Andrew Yasherski, and I want to know what your party's, what's your party about?
The Family Coalition Party stands to protect family. All our policies basically encapsulate and the priority is to protect, to strengthen the traditional family through different tax programs and through individual access to through getting individuals more self-reliant. But all the policies have to protect the family, which
Thank
is a basic unit of the society.
Thank you. My second question, or my question to the Freedom Party, to Robert Metz. Has it been difficult running as a candidate for a smaller party, especially with regards to getting adequate media exposure for your campaign?
Well, media exposure is often a problem, mainly in the larger centers. We find in the rural centers, it's amazing how well we're treated. But Our campaign goals this time are to grow as an organization and to grow as a party of influence so that in the future we'll have that many more candidates and eventually form an alternate government in the province of Ontario.
Thank you. And my question to the Green Party, to Jeff Culbert, is the environment your only platform idea, or do you stand on other issues such as taxation, education, etc.?
Well, yes, I already mentioned taxation and education, but basically it's it kind of goes cuts both ways, because when we talk about having an ecological basis, a lot of people are still treating it as something you tack onto the side. You see to all the needs of the society, and then you address environmental issues if you get around to it. Whereas we are trying to say that the whole thing, all wealth comes from nature. And so it all has to be environmentally sustainable. So we're the only one, in my experience, that has that as its basis, and the other things can flow from that. But yes, we have policies for all those things.
Thank you. The Liberal candidate, Roger Currency, is not here. The Natural Law Party candidate, and that's Steve Porter, is not here, and we have invited both of them. We will now move on to Marion Boyd, the incumbent candidate from the New Democratic Party. Most political commentators believe the vote in London North Centre will be a close one between yourself and the other incumbent candidate, PC Diane Cunningham. What do you think of this campaign? How does it feel compared to past campaigns you've done in your long political career, considering you are now running against Diane Cunningham in the same riding?
Well, I think it is going to be a very close race, and I think that it will likely be an exciting race that will depend on absolutely every vote. The campaign feels very active to us. We have many volunteers. We're working very hard, but it is very tough in a brand new riding with many, many more constituents for any of us to know what the results are likely to be. And I think it certainly is a race for everybody to watch, and I think it will be won by hard work and by the reputation of the particular candidates for serving the people of London.
Thank you. And the Progressive Conservative candidate is unable to be here. That candidate is Diane Cunningham, and we are represented by Steve Coates. Diane Cunningham from the PC Party was contacted, as were all the other candidates that we knew about, several days within the call of the election. And I will give this question to Steve Coates, her campaign manager. Can you explain the PC government's use of taxpayer-funded commercials for what many have alleged to be political or partisan motives?
Thanks, Mike. The use of taxpayer funds to educate the public on the government policies and what's happening within certain ministries in the government is nothing new, of course. This year, as of March 31st, the Conservative government in their term, as of March 31st this year, had spent $159 million on advertising. That's compared to $220 million by the NDP government from 1990 to 95, and over $260 million by the Liberal government from 1987 to 90. So it is nothing new, and it's something that all governments have used.
Thank you. And at this phase, we do have some time left in the debate. We may allow one question, 661-3600. If you can get that question in, you can call us. Otherwise, I will move into another section. It's the actual debate portion for the remaining. Then we move on to the closing statements. And I will give the each candidate an opportunity to ask another candidate a question. And they'll have 30 seconds to respond. And please keep your questions as questions, not statements. So moving in through to alphabetical order by party, I will allow the family coalition an opportunity to ask any one candidate a question or pose a question to all candidates.
Okay. I have a question to Marion. I would like to know, why do you oppose introduction of the conscious legislation allowing the healthcare workers to reject or refuse participation in a procedure which is against their moral stand?
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, if you can answer that.
This is an issue that is best dealt with through labor relations. It seems to me that it's foolish labor relations for a hospital or another healthcare facility to force employees to perform procedures that they find uncomfortable. And I would say to groups like the Ontario Nurses Association, to the Hospital Association, this is something they should be dealing with at the bargaining table, and that the College of Nurses in particular should deal with in terms of the ethical issues involved. It may well be that a nurse would have to perform in order to keep her professional standards.
Thank you. Thank you. We are only allowing one question for time consideration. To the Freedom Party, Robert Metz, do you have a question?
Yeah, I could either direct it to the PC representative or to the NDP representative. And my question would be is why your parties do not, or why both of your parties are committed to a continued state monopoly in both healthcare and education, and what you've got against individuals having freedom of choice and being able to make these kinds of decisions on their own?
I'll direct the question to the PC party since the NDP has already spoken.
Well, we feel very much that one of the central roles of government, two of the central roles of government, are the provision of health care and the provision of education. Not only the provision, but more importantly, the regulation. And it is up to a duly elected government to regulate that provision, to regulate those two areas of society. We, of course, have allowed certain providers of health care to be for-profit, but the regulation within the healthcare industry remains with the Ministry of Health.
Thank you. And I move on to the Green Party. Jeff Culbert, do you have a question for any of the candidates?
Yeah, I'll ask a question of the Conservatives. The environmental record of the Conservatives is pretty horrendous, and one of the things that's been happening is that fines for environmental infractions have dropped dramatically as regulations been minimized to cut out red tape, the so-called Red Tape Act. I'm wondering, we all are concerned about the environment. Do you have a definition of sustainability, and what is it, and what are you doing to move towards it? What would be a sustainable economy?
Well, I believe a sustainable economy is one in which we can continue to provide what is required by society, at the same time replenish what is used. And one of the ways we have been able to go about that is in the massive agreement that was come to only a couple of months ago called the Lands for Life program, which in the words of Mr. Hummel, president of the World Wildlife Fund, was the most important piece of legislation in the environment in Canadian history.
Thank you. And the candidates from the Liberal Party and the Natural Law Party are not here today, and CHRW has contacted candidates on an ongoing basis since the first week of the election that the election was called. And I move now to Marion Boyd from the NDP. Do you have a question to ask?
Yes, I'd like to ask Jeff Culbert from the Green Party about the Lands for Life and the confusion that has arisen around what the position of environmental groups really is around this boondoggle called Lands for Life.
Very good point. Thank you, Marion. In actual fact, Lands for Life is opening up parks, and it's basically, look at the guarantees that they give to the companies. That's what you want to look at. You look at the guarantees, they're saying basically you have access, the mining and the logging companies have access, and any infrastructure they're going to they feel like putting in order to accelerate that, they've got the green light. So it's not the great thing you say, it's a disaster like the rest of the environmental record.
Thank you, and I have the PC party is represented by Diane Cunningham, but today Diane Cunningham is represented by her campaign manager, Steve Coates. Do you have a question?
I'd like to ask Mr. Metz if he could tell us a little bit more about, he mentioned tax cuts and the creation of wealth in the economy in his opening remarks, and I'd like to hear what his stance is on that.
Well, I think tax cuts go a long way to helping the creation of wealth. Absolutely. And, tax cuts are the biggest barrier to things like employment, to savings in order to be able to create capital so that you can invest it for more jobs and more money in the future. I'm just an avid fan of tax cuts, and that's the best thing Mike Harris has got going for him right now.
Thank you, and at this particular time, it seems that we have 5 minutes left in the debate, and I will allow 45 seconds each candidate to give a closing statement. And it's the quick nature of radio debates. What I'll do is I'll start in reverse order by the political party, going from allowing the representative, Diane Cunningham, or campaign manager, Steve Coates, to give a 45-second closing statement. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you very much for this opportunity and to the listeners for tuning in. Diane Cunningham was first elected in 1988 to the riding of London North. Since then, she has been reelected and is seeking reelection again this term. She and Mike Harris will bring about the change and continued change that is necessary in this province by making the hard decisions but necessary decisions that need to be made. We very much believe that tax cuts do create jobs, that that a stronger economy through more jobs will allow us to provide for a better quality of life, increased spending in healthcare and education as promised, a 20% increase in healthcare. And we do feel that Mike Harris and Diane Cunningham are the best choice. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And the candidate for the NDP, Marion Boyd.
I'm asking for support in this upcoming election to continue my work, which I've done both in opposition and in government for the people of London Centre since 1990. I know that New Democrats are very, very strongly in favor of community action, protecting our community services, our health care, our education, and we believe that that must be done in a sustainable way. And we believe that it can be done if we are prepared to protect those services.
Thank you. And the candidates from the Liberal Party, Roger Currency and Natural Law, Stephen Porter, are not here today. And CHRW Radio contacted all candidates on an ongoing basis within the first week that the election was called. I'm reading that statement over and over. I'll allow Jeff Culbert from the Green Party to give his closing statement.
Well, we're all hearing high UV ratings. They're part of the weather report now, and bad air warnings are going to be coming all through the summer. Keep the infirm in, the people with respiratory problems, and the very old and the very young. Keep them out because the air is bad. We have the Ontario Medical Association telling us that 1,800 premature deaths happen each year in Ontario due to smog. I think that we have to look at the long term and start moving into an ecologically based, sustainable economy, and the Green Party is providing that.
Thank you very much. And from the Freedom Party, Robert Metz.
Yeah, if you look at the older parties, you've got basically the same solution offered in three different ways. Spend, spend, and spend to whatever their favorite program is. They're all committed to a government monopoly in health care and education. That's something that we would want to change immediately. We would want to put that control back in the hands of the taxpayers and the people who use the services. But most importantly, I think too many people are forced this election to vote the lesser of three evils. And I would suggest to them that if that's what you're doing, you're still voting for something that even you are calling evil. And you might want to look at another alternative. And to me, the greatest thing that you can do and not waste your vote is to actually vote for something that you can support. And I think a Freedom Party offers that kind of an alternative out there.
Thank you. And alphabetical order, the candidate to go for the final statement is the Family Coalition Party. And that's Andrew Yusherski. Your closing statement, please.
Why vote the FCP? Why not? What you've got to lose? The PCs, Liberals, and NDP all have been in power here. What did they do for your family? Voting for us is right because it shows that family matters to you. It's a vote that pro-family Ontarians can cast in a good conscience. It is a call to other parties to change. It builds up the FCP for the future election win. And only Andrew Yezierski and the FCP offers a real and positive change for the better.
Thank you very much. And with that, I conclude the CHRW debates for the London North Centre riding. Good luck to all the candidates.
The Ontario provincial election is coming, and there are changes to the election process you should know about. There won't be a province-wide enumeration this time, but Elections Ontario agents will canvass some neighborhoods in the next few days. Please welcome them if they come to your door. For more information, look for the Elections Ontario ad in your local paper or call us at 1-888-ONT-VOTE. That's 1-888-ONT-VOTE. Elections Ontario, keeping you informed.